You guys must be really hard up for something to write. It's better to have asked for the updates for me than any of my players, because then it makes their pretty good health. Then, yeah, I feel fine. It was unfortunately it was on national television, but it's I counted up and I can't remember now. It's either 17 or 18 since 1995, but it's the first time it's ever happened during a game. Had one in practice this year at the Naval Academy, but it was Bryce's fault. Which is normal, right? He had a chance to dodge me or run over me, and he decided to run over me during practice. And so, no, that's not true either. But we had bumped into each other. He was cutting through, and I was trying to get out of his way, and had one in. But normally with me, it is. I've been examined at Lawrence Memorial Hospital. I went to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, New York. I was examined there. When I came here 13 years ago, the ENT department people examined me. And everybody says I have benign positional vertigo. And what that means is that usually it has to be a traumatic, sudden jerking of your head or some movement of your head. And the rocks in your brain or really the inner ear, the little pebbles get out of the tracks and they start bouncing around off the walls. And you're very dizzy. And that's what mine is. And everybody, all three places, did it at the same time. First time ever happened to me, I hit a great shot that I thought was eating the flag up, and it came down right in the lip of the bunker. And I jumped up and seriously, exactly, golly, bum. And next thing I know, I'm laying on the ground. And I just visited with Scott Smith a few months ago, and one of the bad things I had with him and his dad on the sixth hole at the Ocean Course at Kiowa. I was in the bunker, and I hit a great shot. Sand blew back in my face. I jerked my head around, and next thing I know, I'm crawling out of the bunker. And it usually involves throwing up, and that day I threw up on the 7th tee, 8th tee, 9th tee, and quit. And they played the last 9 holes at the Ocean Course without me, so I was really mad about that. But it's happened, but as I said, it's the first time it's ever happened in a basketball game, that public. What I did, I was asking the official about a play, and I wasn't mad. I mean, you can see I wasn't screaming or ranting and raving. You know when I'm doing that because it's quite a different thing. And I didn't like the manner of his response. And I'm one of those guys that don't really like I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this. You know, officiating, you've heard me say, it's hard. I mean, it's really a hard thing. But I like guys who will explain something to me. If I'm ranting and raving to him, you should expect him to rant and rave back at you. But I thought it was a response that I didn't deserve, and I turned around and muttered the word arrogant to myself. And we've probably got 75% of the referees in the ACC that will listen to you and talk to you and tell you, and then every now and then an arrogance shows up, and that really infuriates me and a lot of other coaches. And that referee is not one that I've seen that for, but at that specific moment I thought that was his response. And so I muttered, turned away from him. You can check it out on TV. It's right there in front of God and everybody. And I mumbled arrogance, and I started to slap the chair. And then all of a sudden I was saying, Justin, Joel, how did I get down here? You know, is that kind of thing. But it is something that was not caused by anybody. It's just my reaction to what I thought was not the proper response to a question. And officiating's a hard job. But I think if you were to ask 100 coaches a feeling of how dare you question me, or a feeling of arrogance, or a feeling of, you know, don't talk to me, you know, is something that especially the older coaches, and I think I'm in that category now, I think that's what they don't have much respect for. And it does bother me, and it's bothered me since day one. I had one official one time, a long time ago, I jumped up and said something, and he turned to me and barked, "It's nothing there." And I said, "Oh, excuse me, I didn't realize God was doing this game." And 3 days later, I got a note from that official, said that for the rest of his life, that when I jumped up and said something, he would pay attention because I was exactly right, that he saw it on tape. Now, I kept that note for 40 years just to make sure I was right one time, you know, more than none. But that's all it was, and it was nobody's fault whatsoever. It's something that I've dealt with, I'll always deal with, and hadn't been too big a thing. First time they tested me for one thing in Lawrence, they took me in and back door the emergency room at midnight, because they didn't want anybody to know I was going in there. And they tested me, and I passed all the tests with flying colors. And so it's part of it. You know, it's different. Somebody said, is that the same thing that you do when you sort of grab onto a coach or something? And it is completely different. That's just a blood rush. It lasts about 4 or 5 seconds is all it is, and I'm fine after that. But since I'm a guy that probably doesn't have many negative qualities, I've got a couple there too.